Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Speaking of the offseason, it is still 7-plus games away for the Commanders, but it feels closer than that, doesn't it?
Yes.
As we've turned our attention now to where they rank in the draft order and looking at the schedule to try to figure out whether or not they bring Jaden Daniels back and how many more games you can get to further develop your sophomore quarterback. But where I wanted to start the show with the Commanders getting tuned up for the Dolphins in Madrid is on just how bad this season's gotten. And whether or not this is fixable in an offseason. I think this is actually a fascinating conversation. Are they a really productive offseason away from being good again? If you were to fast forward 1 year from today to 10 weeks into next football season in 2026, year three of Jaden Daniels, which also is year three of Adam Peters and Dan Quinn, is the expectation with a last place or close to its schedule that they would be more like last year's team, where they are a front-running, potential playoff team, one of the talks of football, Daniels looks more like he did in his freshman year than his sophomore year? Or do you view what has happened this year as actually a lot more revealing that they're far away and as evidence that this isn't a quick fix? That an offseason where you sign 3 or 4 impactful starters and have a draft class isn't enough to kind of change things. Because I think there's two different ways to view this season.
Mm-hmm.
There's the camp of people that look at this and say, the injury situation ruined this year, and this is going to end up being an outlier for this program. Which, if that's your takeaway right now, I think you could argue with that. But it's reasonable enough based on the fact that when they were healthier 1 year ago and when the quarterback was healthier, they were a 12-win team that didn't just make the playoffs, but they won 2 road playoff games against good teams Tampa Bay and Detroit, who they walloped, both on the road. Then there's the other camp, Danny, that looks at this and goes, this is the oldest team in the league that is not layered very well because of the previous regime, and so there's not a lot of extra talent and spare parts that can't withstand injuries. You're going to lose a ton of players to the market this offseason because of all the one-year deals you've signed with these older players. And there are now questions about everything from the front office decision-making to the coaching staff, coordinators on both sides of the ball and your head coach, to the quarterback, who is a second contract guy, I think most of us would agree, a franchise QB will be the starter here for years, but is he the elite MVP candidate of a year ago, or is this more in line with what it's going to look like? All the way down to the roster where you go, last year was super fun, but that was the outlier. not this year. So that's the conversation I want to have. Do you feel like this is just a lost season based on injuries, that they're limping, but as soon as you get to pit road, you're going to bang on the car a little bit, it comes back out, and get back to first place next year? Or should we not be expecting that if you fast forward into next season, that they're back in the postseason mix trying to win the division again?
Yeah, I don't think it's 1 year. And the reason for that for me is you're trying to fit what should have happened in retrospect. In real time, I didn't have an objection to what they were doing. But you should have been doing 3 years worth of talent layering, go young, build your core, acquiring draft picks, et cetera. They got the fewest picks coming up in the NFL this coming draft. They didn't do anything about it at the trade deadline. They had the fewest draft picks last year. This is not a built for rebuild thing. This is a right now thing. They need future stuff. You can only add so many draft picks, so many young players, so many guys on rookie deals. You're not capable of it. You don't have the horses right now. And they squandered that opportunity to try to capitalize on what happened in year one, which again, I got. I'm not criticizing that, simply acknowledging that a pivot is needed. There's no space for it. There's no way to acquire enough young impact talent to get faster, stronger, quicker, more impactful, more dangerous on both sides of the football. Injuries aren't why Bobby Wagner can't cover anybody out of the backfield anymore. Injuries aren't why Frankie Louvu is a shell of himself for whatever reason as a pass rusher. I understand how impactful the injuries have been. I'm not a crazy person. I don't just yell next man up. But injuries aren't why Zach Ertz can't separate. Injuries aren't why.
But Wagner's not going to be here. Ertz is not going to be here.
Totally.
Those were one-year rentals, and you could have new, better players at those positions. I don't view that as
you don't go to
the cause of being really good again next
year. You don't
just
get to go to the new player store. I mean,
No, but they have money and they have picks.
Right, and you could fill some needs because you have very few picks.
And those are primary needs.
Yeah, you have very few picks, and they didn't do anything about getting more picks to this point. And
there was not really a chance to yet. I mean, you're mad that they didn't get a couple seventh-round picks, which I get, but that wouldn't fix the linebacker.
It doesn't fix everything. But you needed years of draft classes that they don't have because they didn't do it last year either. They traded away picks, and they don't have enough picks this year. They didn't have enough picks last year. You need to cram in multiple years of young talent acquisition on affordable deals or draft picks into one offseason. I don't think that's possible.
Yeah, and that, well, it's not possible both because they haven't done it, but also because it's not how the league works anymore.
Right.
There aren't 24 to 26-year-old guys becoming available. Free agency classes are older now. And if you want the 25, 26-year-old who rarely does hit the market as an elite talent, you're paying a premium, which they have not really been willing to do. But specific to the drafts, that was a omission on their own part. I mean, that was their own planning.
Yeah, they chose a different path, which I got in real time. I get
sure.
it. Yeah.
I think most of us did, but it is the reality of part of how you've gotten here now.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But the argument for them being good again next year is not very hard to make, I don't think. First, it centers around Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, he's fine. He fixes it.
Daniels plays like he did last season. And it doesn't honestly even have to be at that level, which was MVP caliber. It just has to be considerably better than this year, where he was much closer to league average. Where Marcus Mariota right now has a better EPA per play on the season, ranking 15th in the league, than Daniels did, ranking 17th in the league. Where, you know, Mariota scrambles at a lot lower rate leaving the pocket than Daniels did, and stays in the pocket and pushes the ball down the field at the highest rate in the NFL, 42% of his throws over 10-plus yards, and just sees it down the field a little bit better. So you've got to get Daniels back healthy enough to play in the summer and play in the preseason and to play and practice all season long so that he could play at the level that we know he's capable of, which is what happened last year when he had all the time on task and time on the grass, which I think was probably the biggest reason for some of the regression that we talked about with the Kurt Warner tape and all those things the last couple of weeks. But Daniels elevating his play elevates the tide for the whole team, in my opinion. So that's number one. And then number two, you're going to have to bat higher in free agency and in the draft than they have. Clearly.
Yep.
I think you get younger and you get faster, and that'll help them a lot. But in the same way that they were doomed to some extent by their schedule, by the quarterbacks they played this year, by leveling up and going varsity with your opposition, you're going to benefit from the swing backwards next year. We've seen this around here forever, by the way, where this team would have a really good year. They'd win 5 in a row to get to 10-6, or 4 in a row to get to 9-7, or 7 in a row to get to 10-6. And they'd get to the playoffs, Griffin, Cousins, Mark Brunell, whoever it was, Todd Collins in for Jason Campbell. But then the next year, you get the tougher schedule because your record says it's time to level up, and then you got to pay the piper. So that ebb and flow is something we're used to, where last year, you were this year's Patriots. A really easy schedule you took great advantage of, never beating any winning teams, but winning a lot of games. And so now you play a much harder schedule, and just naturally it was going to come back to the pack a little bit. Next year could be a regression positively, where things get a little bit easier, and because of that, the same exact team would have had a better record. So I think that's some of this. Also, I ask you this. I agree with you. Injuries are part of the problem. They're not the whole problem. You just eloquently laid that out. What is their record if they're a reasonably healthy team? Instead of being 3-7, what would you have them at through 10 games? Normal health. I'm not saying perfectly healthy.
Right. Like normal last year's league health, average, yeah.
Which was, you know, last year they suffered very few injuries. You could convince me they could be 7-3 or 6-4. But a normal, unhealthy, injury-prone, riddled team, whatever, at an NFL extent, what would you say? I would think 5-5 is probably their record.
Yeah, so it'd be like, you'd look at the Pythagorean wins and losses, it'd be like 4.5 and 5.5. It'd be like that. So somewhere between 4 or 5 wins. So one more or two more.
How much different is this conversation right now?
Very.
If they're 5-5 and their losses are by 7 or 9 points.
Yeah, it's just regular. Oh, this is disappointing. It's a bummer, right? Versus, oh my God, I can't wait for the offseason.
So this is going to be really boring, but my long-winded answer here is they won't be anywhere near as good as they were last year.
Mm-hmm.
They won't be anywhere near as bad as they are this year. That's 12 wins as your kind of apex. This year looks like it's going to be 11 losses, let's say, 12 losses maybe, as your floor. And so you're going to be smack dab in the middle of those two. And I think they are a middling, solid, competitive team that's probably in like that 8-9 window is what I would bank on next year. So maybe it's neither. But if the question is as simple as, is this fixable in one offseason? I guess I answer the question with the question of to what end? To be back in the playoffs? Yeah, I think they could be a wild card team.
They could be in the mix.
No doubt. To be an NFC championship caliber team without a, you know, some crazy run in the playoffs? I would say no. They got bigger problems and bigger fish to fry. That's where your answer comes in, where it ain't all injuries, friends. There's a lot of real issues here that have been exposed.
Yeah, there's a major overhaul needed at a lot of spots. I mean, I haven't actually counted it up. Maybe I'll do that at some point when you look at free agents and starters that need the upgrading and changing out and swapping and paradigm shifts. And, you know, what if there's a new offensive coordinator who wants to run something different? Do you need different personnel in that regard? I mean, there's a million different things that have to change. I mean, we're all seeing it, right? Again, injuries are a factor. If you deny that on either end, you're a crazy person. They are. You're worse without Terry McLaurin. You're worse without Dorrance Armstrong. That's obvious, right? But it's also not the end-all be-all because, again, there are guys that they are counting on who have underperformed dramatically for whatever reason, whether it's the guy next to him's injured and they got more exposed, whether it's offensive coordinators, defensive coordinators, as the case may be, figuring something out against them. I don't know, but the answer is yes to all of it. It has been a major step back when they had to level up a difficulty, to your point.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.